We've got a good show lined up, but I hope so anyway. First part of the concert is going to be an Indian music section. And as you realise, the Indian music's a little bit more serious than our music, and I appreciate if you could try and settle down and get into the Indian music section. So let me introduce on sitar Ravi Shankar.
The soul of the East to the mind of the West. That was something Krishnamurti told me in the 60s. The sage could easily have been referring to the philosophy of communication which runs through the life of Ravi Shankar, a sitar player from the holy city of Benares, a man whose lifelong dedication to his music has become a cultural bridge between East and West.
One big guy, very big guy in the world, Pandit Ravi Shankarji, very big guru of the sitar.
Ravi is an experimenter. He said, no, I want to try this. I want to see what can happen. I want to see how this will work.
Music lovers in India very much like him. He is beloved. And in their heart, he dwells.
He just came on a stage, surrounded by all these amps and wires and God only knows what, you know. And the people listened.
The shrutis are more or less used in a what we call andolan, which is like a little throb, bring out the sentiment, like da ra da. Gradually, it took me a number of years to sort of again get back to their idea of, you know, being pure music and all that sort of thing.
There was, though, a happier bridging of East and West in a series of collaborations with Yehudi Menuhin.
One morning, a common friend of ours invited Yehudi for a morning breakfast, come little music. So I was the one who provided the music. So that's how he heard Indian classical music for the first time. And he was so excited. We became like that, friends, so quickly. And he told me to write a piece. And it was such a successful thing. And this whole piece I composed within Indian Raga and Tala framework. And he was willing enough to learn. But we sat many a times to give the nuances and the feeling and typical touch, which is very Indian. And he did a wonderful job, really.
In America, they'd never heard of Indian music, and I was able, because of my love for it and for Ravi Shankar, to bring them to the United States. But he's an extraordinary teacher, Ravi Shankar.
Fantastic. Yeah, I was so happy, especially the piece that we played for the United Nations Human Rights Day in New York. That was so much appreciated. What ovation. Yehudi was so special in my life as a friend, as a brother. And he also called me his guru. That was greatness of him.
Eventually, the establishment was perhaps starting to take note of what Ravi Shankar was doing. Historian Shashank Singh.
He has a lot of openness in him, and that was very important, because now we have, at one side, we have to protect our culture and everything, but on the other hand, little bit, we have to be open also. So this combination is very fine in him. Yes, he is an icon. No doubt, he is an icon.
So let me introduce on sitar Ravi Shankar.
It was the Bangladesh refugee crisis in 1971 that made him take to a global stage again. Getting the support of Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton and George Harrison, he mounted two giant fundraising concerts. But the audience didn't always understand.
We had to tune. By the time we went on the stage, it had gone off, and we were tuning it, and it took almost three and a half minutes. And then we were silent to begin, and there was tremendous ovation and clapping, because they thought that we gave an item, you know.
Thank you. If you appreciate the tuning so much, I hope you'll enjoy the playing more. Thank you.
So there was another burst of clapping and laughter, and people remember that.
Over the years, there have been further collaborations with Jean-Pierre Rompal, with Philip Glass.
He has a lot of ideas and a lot of skills and a lot of technical understanding of music, and he's very generous with it, and he shares it, and he wants you to know it, and he wants you to, if there's something he knows and you don't know, he wants you to know it. It's a completely spontaneous and natural act of sharing what he knows.
Ravi Shankar has again become the teacher. Could it perhaps be a mark of respect that Indian restaurants from Alice Springs to the Angel Islington bear his name?
You can actually imagine a Ravi Shankar Tandoori house, but you can't really imagine a Bob Dylan eatery. I think that when you get that famous and become an icon, which he is, then anything is possible.
He's like the muddy waters of sitar. I mean, Ravi Shankar could probably symbolise his world music kind of by himself. In that sense, what he paved the way for was not only an acceptance of other musics, or what he demonstrated was that Western audiences were prepared to listen as well.
Thomas Brumman is the director of the World Music Organisation, WOMAD.
In recent years, Ravi Shankar's achievement has been for a younger and a broader audience is the fantastic tutorship and support that he's shown to his daughter. And I think passing so evidently and so sincerely a belief in the tradition of the music to somebody who will succeed in a new generation of music making, I think, is a really great thing. So all I believe is that anything that somehow widens a threshold of listening and a willingness to listen on the part of an audience is really good for music.
The marriage between the esoteric East and the intellectual West is still going on. For his part, Ravi Shankar, at 80 years old, is still playing his music at intimate venues around the world. Whatever our opinions about Eastern mysticism, the Guru Circuit, and the so much maligned search for the spiritual East, Ravi Shankar is a man who stands above the cynics.
Music is mainly for your own soul, for own spirit, and it is to reach God, like a prayer, like a praying. But to be able to just touch your core of your heart, or call whatever soul or mind, just with a plain, no one single note, that's what needs many years of depth and feeling from the performer. But in parallel, we should not lose our old culture. That's all I mean. I have nothing against the new ones, because as you said, I have always been a bridge. But I'm so proud of the old tradition also, the wonderful dance, music, handicraft, and so many things, the yoga, the philosophical ideas. As long as we don't lose them, I will be happy.